Afro Nights with DJ Millennial Show on Meat Town Radio, celebrating, elevating, and amplifying African culture.
Hi everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Afro Nights with DJ Millennials. I am your host, Peter Pierce-Elosia, and today is a great show because we finally got to speak with Phils. Phils is a multidimensional creative, and when we had a conversation with him where he spoke about his artistry, his Re Collective. If you don't know, Re is like he does this 3D animation, just a creative side of Phils, and we're able to speak to him about that. What's specific, our managing editor of DJ Millennials,
IT Okim,
had a conversation with him, and I really was just at the side. So yeah, it was a good conversation. We spoke about his new EP, Feels Good. So I hope you enjoy our conversation with him. You know, just to give a background about the interview, in 2012, the world was introduced to Feels. He started off as a record producer after Olamide's First of All. He did incredible numbers, became a straight anthem. But the real journey started the decade before, when Phils, popularly known as Phils, but his real name is Philip Kayode Moses. He was only 10 years old in the church in Ojo, Lagos. As of 2011, the multidimensional creative was signed under Idi Kabasa's Coded Tunes, and that was where he met Olamide, who is still considered to be the king of Nigerian street pop music. After their meeting and the start of their work relationship, everything really changed for Phils, with production, songwriting, and background vocal credits on a countless number of hit songs in the Afrobeat scene. Phils only finally decided to release his music as an artist after the COVID-19 pandemic struck the world. So I'm gonna, you know, play back the interview we had. We had an interview with him over Zoom, so please, the audio might not be perfect, but we're happy to bring this to you because this was the first time, you know, we experimented with this kind of approach. So like I said, it was a good interview. Phils, shout out to Phils, you know. He's been doing an amazing job since he dropped, you know. The music he's been dropping has always been good, even prior to Finesse, right? And he just got a brand new car, brand new whip, brand new house. Let's go. Let's go, Phils. And just even recently, he became his performance at the Brooklyn Nets game made him one of the first Afrobeat artists to ever perform at such a game. So shout out Phils. I hope you enjoyed this interview. So what we've done is, if you go to our website, djmillennials.com, you could also listen, you could also read the interview. What we're able to do on a platform like DJ Millennials is, you know, we have the audio version, which will of course play on our radio show, and then we also have, you know, the transcribed version on our website. So if you feel like, you know, you want best of both worlds, because they literally have different feelings, or they are transcribed differently, you could go to our website, djmillennials.com. And then follow us on social media, at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever. We are DJ Millennials, Digimillennials. Thank you and enjoy the show.
Somebody, man, them never study party. I've been giving them the beats, them bopping. I've been giving them the TT card. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I wanna live life la vida loca. I think better when I'm not sober. And when I step in out the scene, it's over. Yeah, and I just wanna be somebody. Somebody will be somebody. Somebody will like somebody. Somebody will burn somebody. Yeah, and I just want to party. To party sipping Bacardi, with friends and family, yeah. And songs and melody, yeah. And I wanna be somebody, oh. Oh boy, just wanna be somebody, oh. Well, just wanna be somebody, oh.
man who make a living in a funny. And I be calculating for the right timing. And opinions, if they fly them, they yab me. Yab me, in echo them, I call me. Boy, I'ma stay shining. And I just want all the flex. Me and my girls, chilling in a drop top, cruising. Cause I be somebody, somebody will be. Whoa, whoa, somebody will like somebody. Somebody will burn somebody.
So yeah, I just really want to know, I mean, it's been interesting, you know, looking at your journey and your evolution, if I may say, from the outside view. I mean, for you, how does it feel being an artist, you know, as somebody who has been a producer in the game for such a long time, transitioning into an artist, how has that been for you?
To be honest, yeah, it's not really a transition for me, because I think this is who I've always been. Like, it just like took the world a while to like catch up.
Yeah.
It's crazy because the major reason why I started producing was so I could make beats for songs that I was writing as an artist as a kid. So like it's one and the same person. Like I've always been this person. I've always been the artist. Like I've always been like, you know, on this side of the spectrum as well. Like now the world is just catching up to it. So it's not really a transition for me. It's just same old me.
I think I get that, because I remember that very recently I was going through like some writing credits for some of our hits, like from way back. And it's always Fields. Fields has songwriting credits, Fields has production credits and everything. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
probably why he decided to be the artist himself. Well, I want to know, what was the reason, like, even though it wasn't a transition, well, why did you decide to, you know, let the world realize how much of an artist you are?
It's just it's just a gift that I see, like, you know,
like it wouldn't be like nice to myself and my life for me to like have gifts like this and just keep them hidden from the world. And like, I feel like, the lockdown and COVID like did a lot of that to the mindset, where you know that like you can literally just die anytime from now, and like that scared me back then, because I'm like, is that I'm just going to like leave this world without like impacting this world with all my gifts and all my talent? So like since then, like, my aim was to just make sure that, you know, whatever I do or I think I could do good, I'll make sure I do it. And that was the mindset
that I took. That's actually very cool. Like, we're happy you did it, because now we have hits and that we probably would never have had if you didn't decide to do things the way you have decided to do
it. You might have had it, might just be another artist.
And I've been living fast life, but I see it in slow. Oh no. And you see my lifestyle, I got cheese in the tub. See many people there outside where they feed man's oboe. Oh no, and me a standy defender like Joseph Yobo. But girl say she want Netflix and chill, so I chatty get even warning. If you fall in love, Kelly satin. You go to breakfast, I'm not capping. Can you see drip pull, I'm not catching. I'm not faking this, no fugazi. You see these feelings, I'm not catching. I'm a quest and feet, I just want it.
Happiness. If I broke, now my business. I'm a shy, you go right. All I care for the night.
Funny, I SSC, if it be the reason why your baba want to jealous me. If you want to take I'm serious, I they do touch speed. No fit to resonate, I'm on a different frequency. I don't think it's necessary. I'll be damned if there's somebody that could do like me. Man, I be like Musana coming off the right wing. I call to your defender, you no need to tell me. I'm a horse, finesse. And you know, say me, I'm a snake. Now you can let I go carry go. If me, I got money past you. If you're not careful, oh, finesse. You know, say me, I'm a snake. Now you can let I go carry go. If me, I got money past you. If you're not careful,
oh, finesse. Oh, if I broke, now my business. Oh, I'm a child, you go try go. Yeah. All I care for.
So what's good, what's good, what's good, people? My name is Phil and you're listening to Afro Nights with DJ Millennials. KKT.
I mean, finesse. Tell me what life has been like since finesse. Because I feel like yeah, I listened to your first EP, like the EP you dropped when you, like after the lockdown, yeah.
Yeah, hear me out.
Yeah, hear me out, yes. And there were so many good songs. All the songs were on it were very good. But it felt like until finesse, people didn't really catch the vibe to know that, oh, this is Fuse, and Fuse is an artist too. So tell me what life has been like since finesse happened.
To be honest, man, like life has been a movie, literally, man. Like just, you know, having things like travel around the world and perform on stages and, like, you know, meet my fans, like, you know, it's a blessing that I don't take for granted at all. Yeah, man, life is a movie, man, and like I'm really blessed to be here for sure.
So what's something you had to worry about as a producer that you don't have to worry about now as an artist?
I don't think there's anything like that, to be honest. I still worry about the same shit, man. But,
okay, what of the reverse? Is there something you didn't have to worry about as a producer, but now have to worry about as an artist?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, as a producer, you just let your fingers do the talking. You don't have to, like, worry about, like, you know, the stage or, like, you know, touring or, like, you know, all that. But, like, as an artist, you have to worry about that. And I like worrying about that because, like, Fuse on stage is my favorite Fuse because, like, I love being on stage and I love performing. So, yeah.
She said she's gonna love it, so. She said she wanna wine on the man, them. With our Louis, too. I gotta put your money where your mouth is, baby. No get time for no Okoto. She said that pum pum is a gift and she won't use a mental shokoto. From Lagos to Sokoto. And then I got a taste of it. She turned me inside out, give me bascos and then finish out with sweet loving. That saw me I humble, that saw me I fall, that saw me I catch feelings. She told me that she's far too gone, lost and she don't know her way back home. Don't know her way back home. She said that she loves me too. Oh, you see the flashy life she love, I'm too much. And I no blame her cause I hate me. She said, can you love me with all these imperfections, baby? And all these nitty gritty.
that she's far too gone. The last time she don't know her way back home. Don't know her way back home.
I used to be shy, but like not anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be a shy guy growing up, but like
what changed? You
know, I'm a life will school you now. My time life schools you, you understand. But yeah.
Okay, I feel that. So I don't know.
I used to be a shy boy growing up, but like,
I mean, you really had to, because now you are in the spotlight and I don't know how it would have helped you. Well, yeah. You give us like some, you know, interesting facts about your coming album, Feels Good.
Interesting facts about Feels Good.
Yeah.
Feels Good. Feels Good is a project of, it's an EP of three different feelings.
Oh, it's an EP, not an album.
Yeah, it's an EP. Okay. It's not album time yet, don't worry. The album is special. But Feels Good is an EP of three different, you know, feelings and emotions, but they all feels good. You know, there's a lot, I don't know if you've seen the artwork, but like the artwork has like three of my remask on them. And those like six signifies like the three different emotions and the three different feelings on the EP. So there's the lover boy mask.
Yeah.
And yeah, that, so they're like two love songs on the EP that cater to that mask. There's a song called Stand By You. That I dropped a few days ago. Yeah. And there's also a song called Feels Like Summer. That's also in that spectrum of like love and like you know, falling in love and that mask. There's a bad boy mask as well, you know, the heartbreaker mask in the middle. That's where you have like songs like Finesse,
Pablo,
songs like Pablo Escobar.
I could tell.
You know, songs like, you know, I think it's Finesse and Pablo Escobar. Songs like Balling, as well. Yeah. There's the last mask, that is the groovy mask. That's the Jaye Jaye mask. That has songs like Electricity. There's a song called Emilayemi, and there's a song called Ewele. I can tell to that feeling as well. So it's just talking about those three feelings and how like all those feelings are like legit and they all feels good. You get me?
That's actually very thoughtful and brilliant. Kudos to you. So this is like the next question I'm going to ask you now is for a very different segment. Well, you might not understand these things until we actually like roll them out and you get to find it. But yeah, what are your five favorite songs to perform?
My five favorite songs to perform?
Yes.
Stand By You.
Is this ascending or descending order?
No, in no order. At all. Stand By You for sure. Wayward Girl. Balling. Finesse, Electricity, Feels Like Summer. Well, like literally all my songs, to be honest. But yeah, like off the top of my head, One Life as well. I like performing One Life. Finesse, Electricity. The other songs are not out yet, so you know. But yeah, out of the ones that, you know, that are out here, those are the ones.
It won't feel like Summer is not out. Well, we can imagine
what it sounds like. Summer is not.
But that's cool. Can I ask why there are a few right songs for fun? Okay, let me just ask for Stand By You. Why is that? Why is it on the list?
Stand By You, man. It just puts like me and like the fans in like a space of, you know, love and like and vulnerability. Like it's such a beautiful song with the groove and the rhythm and like the message, and like it just, you know, you can just see like the walls like crumbling down like with the fans, and especially if they come with like their loved ones or their best friends. They just share that special moment within each other, and like if you pay attention close enough, you can like see the love in the air and the energy in the air, and it's just a beautiful like experience to share with the fans.
I think that song is very sexy, and it's your fault because of the promo video you made with the babe. I think this song is a very sexy song. It's influenced my perception of the song totally.
Yeah, it's a very sexy song as well, to be honest. But like, I mean, love is sexy at the end of the day, so.
Yeah.
I put nothing above you. You know I put nothing above you. So many lies, but girl, you're the truth. And I'm so proud to call you my boo. I stick with you just like a tattoo. Forbidden love like it's taboo. Don't care what anybody might do. Put a hit us in a review. My eyes are seen. So many shit on the street, and I've been through places you've never been. I know be soon more picking. I don't chop breakfast, lunch, and chop dinner. My heart is cold like the winter, but you want me up, Angelina. So I give on to Caesar. What is Caesar's? Girl, you like my boy.
Nights with DJ Millennial Show on Meattown Radio. Visit meattownradio.ca.
Do you think that there are artists that now see you more as competition than a partner? Like they used to probably used to see you when you were just a partner. Do you think there's something like that?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. So each his own, like whoever wants to see me as that, that's fine, but like I don't see anybody as a competition. And like, you know, I don't see anybody as a competition, and I don't think anyone should see me as a competition, because at the end of the day, like I'm just trying to create art and tell my own story. You get me?
Like,
yeah. Just trying to like tell my own story and just, you know, write my own, you know, book. Yeah, so like I'm not trying to like, you know, be in competition with anybody or think that I'm better than anybody. I'm just trying to compete with myself on a daily basis.
My next question was supposed to be me asking you if there are times when you have imposter syndrome. But I'm not going to ask that again because I know that everybody at some point of their life feel like that. Yeah. So I would ask you what your motivation is when you feel like that. How do you get out of that space?
Man, it's just knowing what you want, man, and like understanding that like this is your journey and it's no one else's, like just appreciating your journey for what it is and just, you know, moving with it like that. Like yeah, man, that's what it is. Like that's what motivates me. Like just knowing that like there's so many possibilities out there that, you know, focusing on like the negative side of things would not like do any good. Because there's so many like positive possibilities that can happen that I can spend my energy on. Because like all this is the unknown, man. Like no one knows tomorrow, you get, and that's the beautiful thing and the scariest thing about it. But I choose to look at the beauty, and that's what motivates me.
Speaking of beauty, and then your album cover too. It's so obvious that like heavily involved in art. Can you pull like more like, do you have NFTs for sale? How did you even start out with the whole recollective thing?
Oh, with like my visual art and 3D and all that.
Yeah,
man, that muscle has been a muscle I've been exercising like over time. Like even back then, like, you know, being Phil's Mr. Producer, like most of the songs I would design the cover arts for them, like most of the Olamide songs, the albums, and the albums and all that. So like I've been exercising that muscle like with my production and my music muscle. Like it started from like, you know, apps like Photoshop and like, you know, painting and like drawing and all that. And then like it just gravitated towards like 3D and visual art. And, you know, I started Recollective with that passion as well. And like, you know, I make all my lyric videos and all my song artwork myself, just like, you know, keep like communicating with that medium as well. Cause like I have plans for that medium as well. And like the world just has to watch out for that. Just recently, I had a collaboration with, EA Sports for the FIFA 23 game.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to like design like a whole like kit, FUT kit for the FIFA 23 game and like a stadium and everything. And it was all like my remask and like, you know, and all that. I'm also getting into like jewelry design with Icebox. I don't know if you've seen the ring that I designed recently. There's a remask ring. I call it the first Infinity Stone. I think it's on my Instagram somewhere.
Oh yeah, I saw.
Yeah, so like just trying to like, you know, like me, I just want to create fearlessly, man. That's how I'm moving. Yeah. Like more than just like singing or being in the studio. Like I'm way more than just an artist. Like I'm a full creative and I'm an entrepreneur. I'm trying to like, you know, change the world basically. Like, you know, starting from like fashion and tech and art and like music and all that.
That's so cool.
So yeah.
My last question is going to. When everything is said and done, what's going to be that benchmark of fulfillment?
What's going to be that benchmark?
Yeah, for fulfillment. Like, it will happen and then you'll be like, yeah, I'm fulfilled.
To be honest, if I don't have that benchmark now, I don't think I'll ever have it.
Yeah.
like, the way the world works, man, like, you're always yearning for the next thing, like, you know. You're always looking for what's next, like there's like, you get like, so like I feel like fulfillment is within. Like I've come to understand that like fulfillment is in the process and not in any results. You get like the fact that I can be in this studio and like make music and finally release music that the world can like listen to and all that, like that's fulfillment. You get the fact that I can jump on stage, like have people like sing along and like, you know, vibe with me and share energy, that fulfillment you get.
Yeah,
there's no particular single achievement that will bring like ultimate fulfillment. That's just like fulfillment just has to be within, and like the process is the fulfillment for me, you get.
Yeah.
I feel like for real, boy.
Badass. Real. Electricity vibes on a frequency, yeah.
till infinity. Steady on a different beat. Life is not that deep. It's all about the energy, yeah. My mentality. Now you make it my body. Nobody go sign. And you know everything I do is nobody else concerned. Frequency, yeah, till infinity, steady on a different beat. Love is very sweet, but first you must get the ruler. Now poverty, now you make it my worry. Nobody go sign, and you know everything I do is nobody else concerned. Shake it, baby, shake it, shake it. I feel your vibration. Fine girl on motion. Beautiful temptation. Bad girl on rotation. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it, shake it. Nothing high. Electricity. Vibes on a frequency, yeah. Cause I feel it in my cool life.
Feels a quick one. So I think my, this is just a separate away from the conversation, just my own personal interest. How was it like actually, like, do you play FIFA a lot? Because I mean, you created the FUTs and all of that, so do you play FIFA a lot?
Yeah, I play FIFA, man. Like, I mean, I can hold my ground.
So how does it feel like when you hear like your song, like the finesse song literally playing? Because like the community of people that play FIFA is huge, and like that is just an exposure into like a different market and all of that. So like, how does that, like, what is that feeling when you're like playing with your guys and the next thing you just hear finesse playing?
It's just like, you know, it's like a child's dream come true, man. Because like, you know, I still play FIFA every day. Like, fun fact, while we were making finesse, like while I was recording Benson's verse, we were playing FIFA, and like I remember like. Then we were saying, yo, like, this song will actually be a dope FIFA song. Like, just crazy how, like, everything worked out towards that. So, like, I mean, it's a dream come true, man. Like, it's more outreach. It's, like, I love it. I love, like, the fact that, like, whenever I'm selecting a team, I get to either see the Fuse team or, like, hear finesse while I'm doing that. And that just puts a smile on my face. And that just shows that I'm doing something right.
I think it's a perfect syndication, and shout out to the team, you know, behind that thought in itself, because like the song itself encompasses the idea of like soccer. Like when you think of finesse, by any SSC, everyone knows how to finesse, right? And then you cannot have that sound on FIFA. I think for us it's just more about like the representation of like what that song can actually, or what that song sounds like when people like us are playing games and everything else, right? So
yeah
that's much.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's all vibes, man. It's amazing.
Tell me, is it real life or is it only just a fantasy? Is this my reality? Am I really this high? Am I really this fly? Shout out to my red tribe. We be this steady to the other jig. And let that my day be to my day. It will only take time. You go soon into break time. Oh, and my brother just left. No choice. Welcome, king of the dancer. Because they told me that I couldn't do it, but I did. Full stop. And I paid my dues, blood and sweat. Work hard, play hard and non-stop. Now we be the same people. We won't make I cripple. We won't make I shubu. One of them won't hunt. Man, I'm balling on them. Them, 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 them. Man, I'm balling on them. Waiting man go gain if I no fall on them. Them, them. So if you take a deeper dive, you go realize.
realize it now. Your close guys been they wish you bad. I'm a heart of man deeper than the night. So my nigga watch your back. Cause then ya no go to meow meow. Cash out my shit da da. Cause people going up and down and they be spreading doubt. But my destiny is covered. Me all that shit when it comes to my moolah. Every night and day oh my brother just love. No choice. Welcome king of the dance hall. Cause they told me that I couldn't do it, but I did. Full stop. Man, I paid my dues, blood and sweat. Work hard, play hard and non-stop. Now we be the same people. We won't make I cripple. We won't make I shubu. And now they won't hop. Man, I'm balling on them. Them, 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 them. Man, I'm balling on them. Waiting man go gain if I don't follow them. Them, 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 them. Man, I'm ballin' on them. Ballin' on them. Them, 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 them. Baby, you me need it. Ooh. You know I won't ever find another lover. Since I got you in my life, man, it feels like paradise. Oh no, next life I still wanna be your lover. Time never flies when I am by your side. Oh baby, all my life I got a feeling I can't describe. And baby, when you smile, it feels like summer time. Make your body go. Fire. Let me make you sing like a choir.
Let me make you sing like a choir.
Give me vibe, give me fire. Take me higher, take me higher. And the way you run, make me go low, make me go low.
Enter. No go, they fight away your father. Nobody bother. Eti gbe e ma gba emi laye mi. Laye mi laye mi o. Emi emi laye mi emi laye mi o. Laye ti mo wa, laye ti mo wa o. Nobody bother. Eti gbe e ma gba emi laye mi. One man's ghost is another man's scandal. One man's truth is another man's scandal. See this life, there are levels to this. First one, make you face your journey. No lie, don't pass as he be. So just please, don't try to be like me. I'm all doomed, one time, emotion, so sweet. The music, enter the body. Oh, by melody, so whiny for me, baby. Only the gold fit to enter.
Right here on the Afro Night with DJ Millennial Show on Meat Town Radio. Visit meattownradio.ca.